This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nova Safo in for David Brancaccio. Well, if you think supply chain problems have caused havoc in the economy thus far, well, just wait a few weeks. There is again the possibility brewing of a rail strike. Two unions representing rail workers have now rejected a tentative contract agreement with railroad companies, both unions for the same reason. Marketplace's Lily Jamali takes a look.
The proposal on the table offers railroad workers a 24% wage increase over 5 years and annual bonuses. Unions have been pushing for up to 15 sick days for workers who currently have none.
This has been an issue of contention throughout the entire negotiation process.
That's Jennifer Blackhurst at the University of Iowa.
I think it's an issue focusing on the rights of the workers and the workers feeling good about how they're treated as human beings.
The railroads estimate offering 15 days of paid sick leave would cost $688 million a year. Cornell's Kate Broffenbrenner doubts that would seriously harm their bottom lines.
You have to divide that by the number of workers. Remember, this is one of the largest bargaining units in the country.
A unit that's 115,000 workers strong. The Association of American Railroads estimates a strike by those workers could cost as much as $2 billion a day in economic output. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.